thankful. Those of y'all joined on Facebook, good morning. Thank y'all for joining us on the Studio W Sports page. And you can see I'm feeling good. Got my coffee here. Got my guys here with me. And we had a lot of things that happened in sports this week. We gonna get into all of that, all that. Yo, Mr. Roman, how you doing, brother?
I can't complain. I'm blessed to be here this morning.
Oh, yes. Good, good, man. After a long, hectic week, I know we got a lot of stuff to get into, but one thing I do want to kick off, and I'm so thankful, our girl came home this week. Yes. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, our girl came home this week. Thank God she is home. But y'all not going to like where I'm about to go with this. Our girl Brittany Grant, now, don't get me wrong. I want to start off by saying I've been a fan of Brittany Griner since day one. And I thank God she is home. And we live in a crazy world where, we got, dictators that like to do crazy things to gain power, money, control, whatever their hidden agenda is. And sometimes we get caught in the crossfire of that. And I think that's what happened with Brittany Griner. Now, she has been in Russia for the past 9 months on some trumped up cannabis charges. Let's just call it what it is. We call spades around here. And again, I am glad that she is home. And 2 days ago, we get word that, she's on her way home. They have made the prison swap for convicted terrorist arms dealer Victor Boot. And I got mixed emotions about it. Again, I just as elated, I'm glad that she is home and she can come back and pursue her career in the WNBA and we're going to have more on that. We're going to have more on that subject later. But at the hands of this guy, and I've been on record, I've been on the show, I said this months ago. I said when it was going to happen, I told her she would be home by Christmas. I told y'all she'd be home by Christmas. And not only did I tell her she'd be home by Christmas, I told you they was going to make that deal. They're gonna try to add Paul Whelan and try to get him released also. Now, if you don't know Paul Whelan, he's also a detainee in Russia, but his charges are of espionage. So he's charged with war crimes. And I give Joe Biden credit. Now, a lot of stuff he has done I don't agree with, but I'm not a political guy. It's not a political show. We're gonna say that for the boomerang, that comes on Sunday, 6 p.m. But I gotta give him credit because he tried. He gave it his best shot. He did what the public asked him to do, whatever it was to bring our troops and Brittany Grant and our people home. That's what he did. I gotta give him credit for that. Cause it wasn't that he didn't try to get Paul Whelan out. It was the Russians that pulled Paul Whelan off the table. And I get it. We have a professional athlete traded for a terrorist arms dealer. Don't seem like a fair trade to me. Never did from the get go. But we're not playing by our rules also. So America, we got our president did what we asked. Give him his props for that. But also be prepared. I'm not saying something's gonna come down the pike, but we gotta be prepared for something to come down the pike because Y'all think this world likes America. Go ahead think that. Yo, Roma.
Yeah.
Hey. How you doing, brother?
I'm I'm good this morning. I'm good. I'm glad that Brittany Griner home, but I feel like they gave. At the same time, that was a lot to give up to get her home. I mean, the important thing was to get her home.
Yeah.
Back to America with her wife and her family.
And I'm so happy for her, because I know, I can only imagine. I'm not going to say I know. I can only imagine what the last 9 months has been for them. And I'm so happy for them. Because I said on this show, I said it again. I said on this show, she'll be home by Christmas. And lo and behold, sure. Lord works in mysterious ways.
But it's going to be some type of repercussion from that trade, like you said. Don't know when. Don't know the hour, time, or day, but yeah, it's going to be something behind it.
And I say this, and we're going to move on to some sports. We are still, let's just be thankful that Paul Whelan is still alive.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, he's charged with a war crime. There's different levels to this. So, let's just say Paul Whelan was part of this deal. If Paul Whelan gets out early, they're gonna get him later. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're not gonna let nothing like that go. Nah, that's, yeah, it gives me chills just thinking about, you know, how crazy things, these people can be. So, yeah. And think of, speaking of crazy things, I just remembered, well, I was reminded as I was, going to the show, coming up here, and I got, reason why I can't be on camera today is because I got, my jersey is stained. I have the wrong jersey on. So, it's the old Yankee, it's the Yankee pinstripes number 42. My man Mariano Rivera. I gotta get another one. And you know where I'm gonna get another one from? My man's from J&J, 3302 Williamsburg Road, you know, Supreme Flea Market. Y'all go down, y'all come up there, and you know, y'all, we gonna have a good, hey, they got jerseys, I mean, hats, gloves, shoes, keychains, any kind of sports memorabilia, they got you. And they also, coming up in a couple of weeks, December 19th, here in the Jamestown Clubhouse, we're going to have another Monday Night Football party. J&J will be back here with us. We had such a good time the other night. We decided we was going to do it again. And I'd like to thank everybody for coming out on last Monday. Man, it was so much fun. They had pizza. They had beer. Not even my guys, J&J, they had all the jersey sales, everything. I mean, you know, three widescreen TVs. You sitting there chilling with the couch and everything back. Man, it was so cool. It was so cool. And you know, WB was back here in the studio, bumping those jams, man. And shout out to Jen, man, the manager. She also came up here and DJed with us for a little bit. So man, that was so cool. So it was so cool, so good, and it was so much fun. We had to do it again. We're gonna do it again this Monday. Monday night, December 19th. Y'all come out and hang out and party with us. Yo, that was a lot. That was a lot. Oh, where's my coffee at? Hey, and also, when I said speaking of crazy things, I meant to talk. We're gonna go to some NBA real quick. You were telling me, Roman, about what Zion did last night. I didn't see what happened. Can you tell me what Zion did last night?
Well, I guess the game was pretty much over. They threw him the ball on the break. He was down court by himself, and he dunked the ball with time left. The game really won't no need for it or anything, but, you know, about NBA rules and how they see things in the league. The game already over. There's no need to be disrespectful and score again. But he put on.
Now, the game was in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Now, see, we had this conversation early, so I thought we'd chop it up right here about it. So, my thing is this. Now, you said it was like a 360 windmill dunk.
That was real.
I gotta Google that. And see, this is the reason why I do not have a problem with it. See, when it comes to the highest level of sports, there has to be an entertainment value somewhere. There has to have the entertainment value. These fans, they pay a lot of money for these tickets. You know, these streaming services these streaming services add up. So you want us to watch these games. So when you get, and you want to keep playing until the buzzer goes off. And, I mean, if the game is out of hand, you don't want to play from buzzer to buzzer. So mathematically, I'm paying the same amount of ticket, same amount of price for a ticket. But depending on how the circumstances go, I only get like, I lose a fraction time of entertainment. That doesn't seem fair. So you got things like All-Star Weekend, you know, NBA just kicking off. You know, you got the All-Star game coming up. I'm thinking, you know, slam dunk contest, things of that nature. You know, Zion might, you know, if he's not doing this for the fans, he might be showing a quick advertisement letting know, hey, slam dunk contest coming up. Don't be surprised if you don't see me in it. Yeah, okay, why not think that was a slam dunk contest advertisement? Paul George did it. No one better than that. Well, no, they better plenty of eyes. They was oohs and ahs. Matter of fact, I think that was the same dunk Paul George did. He was playing for India. He was playing for the Pacers. And he was in between knee surgeries. Let's get that straight. He was in between leg injuries. I think this was like he had one knee surgery, but before he had that compound fracture. This is before that compound fracture he had for the Olympics. And Paul George been through a lot of injuries, man. I think he like one or two more away from being done, but that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, Zion in a dunk contest, yes, that could bring some clarity to the All-Star game, because the last dunk slot, man, the last one was absolutely abysmal. No, I can't remember the participants in the last one, and I do not want to remember the last participants. It was that bad. Like, like you ever went somewhere for free and wanted your money back?
That's a good one. I almost answered that.
That's how bad the slam dunk contest was last year, man.
Well, they ain't been too good the last couple of years.
They ain't been practicing. Practice makes perfect. I don't care what it is.
Ever since they didn't rob Aaron Gordon the two titles, they ain't been the same.
Yeah, and I can't blame Aaron Gordon for not wanting to ever do one ever again, because that should have went to him anyway. That should have went to Aaron Gordon anyway. So I can't really blame. It was somebody else that got robbed of one too. And then they said they didn't want to play, they didn't want to do it again.
Probably been a few.
Yeah, it's been quite. I remember Jason Richardson was my favorite one. Of course, you can't forget Vince Carter, man. Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady. But you know who my favorite dunker of all time is? Now that I think about it, it ain't even Vince Carter.
Ooh, the Rain Man?
Absolutely. That is my favorite dunker of all time, bro.
Yeah, he was different.
Yes, and it wasn't... He was flashy without being flashy.
Man, you remember the dunk contest? He put put the shoe on the he tapped his shoe.
And then brought it all the way and then windmilled it. I mean, and he did it with such, it was like, it was so easy for him.
Yeah.
He did it with such grace, man.
If he had a better
job. He was back, gracefully nasty.
If he had more mechanics, I mean, he was athletic. He was great, but if imagine if he really had a jump shot.
Imagine him playing with Chris Paul. Man, we give Chris Paul a lot of flack on this show. But one thing Chris Paul can do is throw a mean lob.
But, hey, he had the perfect running mate.
Yeah.
They fit. Him and the glove fit.
Yes.
Hey, they were so tough together.
Man, it's just a shame that it can only mature to a championship. But.
It was Mike.
It was.
He stopped a lot of great people, a lot of great basketball players from getting the ring.
So who do you think is going to stop? Who is your early favorite for the NBA title? Right now. There's no wrong answers. Who you like?
For some reason, I really think that Phoenix is somehow, I don't know, because, nah, it's tough. That's a tough one. It's, ain't nobody really showing, pulling away to me in the West. Ain't nobody pulling away from me to me in the West. Milwaukee, you expect them to do what they've been doing.
I'm gonna say the NBA Finals right now, and I'm looking at if they just played last night. Yeah, last night Milwaukee beat Dallas by 1 point, 106-105. Yo, I think those two teams gonna be in the finals.
Really, that's interesting. I wouldn't be mad at it.
Because right now the way I'm looking at the numbers, the way this NBA, the way these games is playing, Golden State ain't themselves right now. Luka is on. I think it's just his time. Cause he showed me last season what he did to Phoenix.
yeah, but you can't have them type of performances for the foul line like he had last night.
Now, I'm starting to, that's fair. Sometimes, but I'm starting to trust Luka more when it comes to playoff time than the rest of the teams in the West.
But he do disappear at times.
Yeah, he does. And they got a good team. They'll be there.
And I'm looking at these standings right now. New Orleans, the best team in the West right now.
But how much playoff experience they got?
They don't have none, for real.
That's the part that's gonna kill. That's the part that's gonna get them. That's the part that got Memphis.
Boston, the top seed in the East right now. That ain't a surprise.
I like Boston too, but the only thing about Boston is they can get to. That's gonna be an interesting Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee and Boston again. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia's gonna have a lot to say about that though.
They got
to
get it together, though.
Hey, guess who else going to have a lot to say about it?
Cleveland.
Exactly. That's my dark horse for the East. Because I said last season, I saw this when it came to fruition. They was in the play-in, and if they had Jared Allen, they might have won that game, but. Jared Allen's back, and they added Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
I need to talk to a Knicks fan. I need to know how the hell y'all screwed that up.
It's New York.
How y'all messed that up? Y'all bring in, what's my boy, Brunson?
Yeah.
You know, he had family ties, New York, things of that nature. And y'all set everything up just to bring in Donovan Mitchell, and y'all still could not close the deal.
It's management, man.
Houseway.
I just see it as a management thing. Like, you can't. Every superstar seem like you lose out on for some reason, and you one of the biggest markets in sports. You dropped the ball on KD. You dropped the ball on Donovan Mitchell. And pretty much going into that week before he signed with Cleveland, everything said that he was going to be a Knick.
Everything.
Everything said that he was going to be a Knick.
And so how did he end up in Cleveland for the same? Because it was a trade.
Hey, and like I say, that's Danny Ainge. He get more value than enough when he trading, dealing with these teams and trading players. Look, Utah got a lot of picks, like he did in Boston. Anyway, he go, he trades a lot of value and end up getting a lot of good young talent and build the team. Cleveland gave up a lot, like, what, Colin Sexton, a couple of other people that were a big part of how their season played out last year.
So where do you think Cleveland, you got, all right, so we got, would you put Cleveland above Philly?
Yeah.
What about Miami? You know, we got some Heat fans listening.
I think they almost like a mirror image of each other. Miami, they got to get it together. They need to start gelling.
Yeah, because Miami right now is number 10. Like, looking at the stands right now, Boston's ahead of Milwaukee. Then you got Cleveland. Then you got Brooklyn. Brooklyn, Indiana, and Philly. That's your 1-8. I mean, that's your top six, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
7-8 is Atlanta and New York. 9-10 is Miami. On the outside looking in, you got Washington, Chicago, Charlotte, Orlando, and Detroit. Charlotte, what the hell happened to y'all, man? LaMelo was hurt. That's what it was, right? LaMelo was hurt.
And everything that happened with Bridges.
Oh. Why can't y'all just... No comment on that. Mikal Bridges. You just can't let personal distractions, one or two things, just, you know, break it. If something like something, there's no leaders on that squad. That's the problem. That's what that's telling me. If you let a couple of things like a star player going down and some off the field things going on, injuries and things of that nature, and you're falling below expectations, that's lack of leadership.
Yeah.
You need somebody to step up and keep everything afloat.
Very true, and that probably started with the coaching and your star player.
I gotta give Brooklyn some props. I really didn't think, well, Kyrie is back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why they went. KD and Kyrie on the floor, they're not losing a whole lot of games. It's just getting those guys on the floor last night. Now, they was in a nice battle last night with the Hawks. And yeah. I think Brooklyn came out on top, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
So, how good of a chance? So if it came down to it, your final four out the East, and we're gonna get to the West. If it came down to the final four, Boston, Milwaukee, Cleveland, and Brooklyn. That's what the standings is. Do you think it's going to be like that by the end of the season?
I can't say that because I don't think so. Because Philly eventually going to get better. Miami going to get better.
What about Atlanta?
They could possibly get better.
So.
But I could see.
If they get better, somebody got to get worse.
I mean, right now, Cleveland only 2 games ahead of Brooklyn for the 3 spot. Either one of them could fall to 5 or 6 by the end of the season.
Right.
Barring injury and how good other teams are playing.
So, what happened to Chicago?
I have no idea.
Chicago's 10 and 14. This was a playoff team last season. They 10 and 14. I asked the question, Houseway. Houseway.
I don't know. I haven't been watching too much basketball, but it is a shock to me too. I don't know. Scott Brooks, you better get it together.
Man, Scott, so how much of a leash you think you got on? Because I kind of find coaching carousels intriguing. How long do you let your head coaches stay on before you move on from them? That's how I judge the owners. Some owners, hey, let's keep it a buck. Some owners have longer leases than others, and they have ulterior motives. Some owners just want to fill in the stands. Some owners want to make some money. Some owners are actually out there trying to win championships.
Yeah,
it's all about the motive and how long you keep a bad coach in the same position, and keep your franchise in the same position. And what you go about doing it, how you go about doing it, says a lot about you. Now, if you have been trash for a long time and you keep the same people, you know, you're not shuffling personnel, heads not rolling. That says a lot about your, how much you care about your franchise. You just there to sell tickets. But if heads are rolling, you're firing coaches, you're firing staff every 2 to 3 years, and you still not getting nowhere, then it seems like you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Well, that might be the case. That's why Donovan Mitchell ain't in New York.
And then you got some owners that want to have a certain type of guy. Like, their formula's all wrong. They want a certain type of head coach, or a certain type of GM. Not necessarily the best. One, they'll do what they say.
Yeah.
So, you have other owners that might have to do that, but got so much other skeletons in their closet that it starts infecting everything else. So you got a careless GM, a don't care GM. An owner that doesn't care, an owner that doesn't know what he's doing, a greedy owner, and a toxic owner. They're all everywhere.
Yeah. Just look at my Washington Commanders.
Yeah, how much, you know, if we get enough sponsors, you know, we can get enough viewers and subscribers, you know, we can go buy them. I wouldn't mind making a run at being at the Commanders.
Yeah.
First thing I do, I'll change the color scheme. I will leave it as the Commanders. You have to take what you got and run. You gotta know how to work with what you got. You gotta run with it. Commanders is a good mascot for Washington. Not for Virginia or any other state, but for Washington. Yeah. That has a ring to it. You just gotta know how to work with it. And Washington football team was kind of catchy. It was just a culture shock because y'all been the Redskins since the 1930s.
I was actually liking the football team. It had a good ring to it after a while. What else is it? It was like the football team.
And then y'all finally got some black uniforms. I will wear those more often. I will wear those more than the white ones. Or the burgundy ones. I will actually, make that a solid part of the arsenal. Especially the helmets. I never liked y'all helmets. I thought it was too much maroon, like the Metoica Warriors. But y'all, it's workable. And y'all bought the work yourselves into the playoffs. Y'all just got one job. All y'all gotta do is beat Dallas.
I'm not gonna start that argument.
Okay, what's the question, baby? Yeah, we was about to get to because we did the East. Sorry. It's okay. Well, as my lovely lady Sonya said, the Pelicans are number one in the East. So we did talk about so much about the East. Let's talk about the West. Oh, New Orleans, Memphis, Phoenix, and Denver. That is your top four. Followed by Sacramento and Utah, Dallas and Minnesota. That is your eight. On 9 and 10 is Portland and the Clippers. And on the outside looking in, you have Golden State, Oklahoma City, the Los Angeles Lakers, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Houston Rockets are at the bottom. My dad on WB is going to have to come on here and explain his Golden State Warriors. The defending champions are 13-13 and not even sniffing the playoffs right now. Yeah, he has come to the front of the congregation. We're going to have to work for you. Not too far behind is the Lakers at 10-15. Jenny Buss, I think it's time that you start cleaning the house, baby. I really do. But New Orleans, Memphis, and Phoenix, and Denver. Sacramento, Utah. Okay. This is the number one reason why I'm picking Dallas to come out the West. Right now, my number one reason has changed. Out of all of them, New Orleans, Memphis, Phoenix, Denver, Sacramento, Utah. That is your top six. Number seven is Dallas. You know why I'm picking Dallas over all of them? Cause all six teams are choke artists. Every last one of them. They have a combined number of zero championships. Almost all of them have made it to the finals and choked. Except for New Orleans and Memphis. Them the only two. Denver, I don't think they made it to a NBA finals, but they made it to the Western Conference finals. But still, every last one of them, I've lost money on making it to the finals.
Well, I look at it in a different aspect, but I can see Why you would say that? Outside of Denver and Phoenix, you got four teams that are young. You got four very young teams in the top six.
Yes, Dallas, Rick Carlisle has been there. He knows how to take care of that business.
I mean, Phoenix, you know, they've been playing good ball the last couple of years. If they get it together, I could see them getting back to the finals out of the West.
Yes. I can see it. I can see them getting to the finals and choking again. I do not believe that the Phoenix Suns as a franchise can win an NBA title. They are the oldest NBA franchise that has not won a championship. They have the longest streak in NBA history. They are the oldest team not to win one.
I mean, hey.
Sacramento, don't get me started. I still got Tim Donaghy on. I'm still mad at Tim Donaghy, but I get it. You had to do what you had to do. I forgive you, but I ain't gonna forget. The Utah Jazz. What have I always said about the Utah Jazz? No, they just don't match. They can't win no championship. They gotta change the mascot or the city or the state. One of the two gotta go before they win. Great basketball team. But until they change that around, the feng shui just ain't right. The math just don't math up when it comes to the Utah Jazz. Memphis, hey, the most exciting team in the NBA. Memphis and New Orleans. Ja Morant, Zion, it does not get no more box office than that right now. I get all that. But them two also. Ja Morant, health issues getting into the playoffs, you know, had he to stay healthy, who knows, but can I trust him to stay healthy now? And can I trust Zion to stay healthy? Come on, let's keep it 1,000.
No, I can't say that.
And like I said, none of these guys have been, and even the franchise itself that has been there, dropped the ball, man. Dallas didn't. Dallas Mavericks had they shot, they won. They got this. They have been there. Luka, I trust Luka Doncic in these playoffs more than any of those six teams above him right now.
Won't the Western Conference Finals Dallas and Golden State last year?
Yeah, but the Golden State's not a part of that top six.
But as you say, you know, you got Dallas coming out of the West this year.
Yeah.
Luka disappeared in the finals because he burnt himself out in the first two rounds.
Man, but those first two rounds was lit.
Yeah, they were, but where was it? And they was in pretty much every game that they played in the Western Conference Finals, but somehow he didn't show up when they needed him In the fourth quarters of them games, he didn't really show up. Or you could see him tiring.
What about the first six? Utah, Sacramento, Denver, Phoenix, Memphis, and New Orleans.
But you got to think about Denver. They had a great year without
Jamal Murray.
Yeah, and now they got him back. They could finally get over the hump and get there themselves.
Yeah, and they got
They got a great team. And
now, did I hear anybody commit blasphemy against my boy Ja Morant? Did I hear anything like that to my left meal?
Yes. Yes. It's called. It's not blasphemy. I don't think my problem with Ja Morant and Zion. Can I trust him to stay healthy once it gets to playoff time?
Can you trust anybody to stay healthy? Because come on. Let's make this argument, boy. I love this one right here. All right. Who's the number one cat right now who's in number one place of winning the MVP in the National Basketball Association? Who is that? I think he plays for Boston. Come on.
I think Giannis might have something to say about
that. I'm just saying the way the rankings are right now. The first five, now the top five, any one of them can take it. But there's a boy in Boston right now that's leading everybody. Can you tell me who that is?
Yeah, Jason Tatum.
Of course. What happened last year when Boston was rolling, but Tatum, he wasn't at his best. Remember he had that shoulder injury? All right. And if it wasn't for that shoulder injury, see, now this is what it is. If it could have, would have, right? Wasn't for the shoulder injury, who says how far Boston would have gone? So you can make the same argument against anybody in the league, right? Now, remember Steph Curry? When Steph Curry was having all these problems, especially with his ankle and stuff like that, all right? But he, for some reason, he just got, I guess, through nutrition and training and things like that, we haven't had that many injuries with Steph Curry. All I'm saying is that Jog, he's been in the league, what, 3 years right now?
Yep.
3 years. And he is the most exciting player in the league, in my opinion.
Yes, that's hands down.
Okay, hands down. So what's to say that he won't stay healthy? Because look at all the stuff he be doing, man. This cat is running, jumping, he's feeding, he's got a handle that's out of this world, right? And he could jump out of the gym. So he, more than a lot of people, going to be susceptible to injury because of the chances that he take. All right, so who's to say that he won't stay healthy? We can't trust anybody. Oh, come on, we can go right down the list right here. The big boy in Philadelphia, Embiid. Now, we had some injury problems with him, right? Had some injury problems with him. Now, we can go back to New Orleans with my main man, Zion. Now, one thing about Zion, he slimmed down quite a bit. All right.
Yes, and he looked awesome last. Dad, did you see that dunk?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
Yeah, I'm not taking nothing away from those guys.
All right.
But their style of play.
That's
compared, right. Ja Morant and Zion style of play compared to Luka's style of play.
Ja and
Zion is more susceptible to injury because they do a lot of more jumping and leaping.
I couldn't agree more. That's what I said. I mean, in a different way.
So
exactly,
you can make that argument. That's fair. I like the Luka argument better because his style of play, he can stay healthier rather than the rest of these guys. And plus, Dallas out of the top eight right now in the league. In the Western Conference. Only the Dallas Mavericks has ever won an NBA title.
Well, yeah, but how many do they have?
One.
All right, and we're going all the way back to Dirk Nowitzki, right?
That's right.
Okay, so that's fine. Okay, Ja's only been in the league 3 years, like you said, now, last year, maybe the last couple of years. Okay, he had injuries, right? He had knee injuries. I think knees was his problem last year.
Knees, ankles.
Well, he used all of them. He used every part of his body. I mean, that boy is just, look, I tell you what, we even talked about this last week as well. All right? Who would you buy a ticket to see first? Luka or Ja?
Oh, Luka. I'm sorry, Ja.
All right, then. Point well taken. Yep, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So, what we really talk about right now? Can he stay healthy? Yeah. We don't know because we know injuries part of the game. Any game, whether it's football,
the hardest thing for an athlete to do is stay healthy. Now, see, you want to talk about you know, entertainment factors?
Yes.
Fans in the stands.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about winning championships.
All right.
Well, it's two different things. Yes, I will pay money all day to see Ja over Luka.
Okay.
But I still trust Luka to win that ring.
Well, Luka doesn't have a ring and Ja doesn't have a ring. So we don't know, do we?
Yeah, but Rick Carlisle does.
Rick Carlisle is not on the court.
Yeah, no, he's a coach.
Yeah, of course he is.
So, yeah.
But won't Dallas, a middle of the pack team last year, they basically right around the same area.
That's all they need. Look at the 1, 2, 3 teams, best teams right now in the Western Conference. New Orleans, okay. Uh-huh. Who's number two?
Memphis.
No, I think Memphis right now. Well, yeah. Actually, Memphis is tied with Denver, I believe. No. I think both of them are
Memphis number two.
Memphis number two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Memphis, okay. Phoenix, and Denver.
All right then.
I trust Dallas over all four of those.
Oh boy. Now Dallas is where? Right there around eight right now?
At number seven.
At number seven. Okay. I'm not even looking at it in the stats.
I take it back. They did finish with the fourth spot last year.
Oh, Dallas did?
Yeah, but they stuck around majority of the season around that seven, okay. That 6-7 area. Right.
Now, they're only four games out.
And you're right. And it's still early in the season. It's still very early in the season, right?
Yes.
Because I got something to say about the East here in a little bit.
It's only like a two games.
Two games between one and four.
Yeah, and 4.5 game out is your Golden State Warriors. Now, only reason why Golden State is not in this argument because right now they're on the outside looking in.
They're on the outside looking in.
Now, when we revisit this later.
Where are they in the standings right now, Golden State? Nine?
No.
Where are they? 11.
11. Oh, okay.
Now, we're going to revisit this later.
That. Okay, go on, son.
Yeah, we're going to revisit this later. We're going to revisit this later.
This is getting real good.
Yeah, we're going to revisit this later. Now, this...
I got an announcement to make. When is it going to change? All right, go on. Please.
Like, later on in the season, like, say, after Christmas, after New Year's, you know, we're going to revisit this. And if Golden State moves up, then they get into this conversation, then we revisit this conversation. Because as a fact, as you know, As the standings change, as the game is played, everything, the facts and everything is going to change. But for right now, yes, give me Dallas over the rest of these guys. Now, I'm not saying Dallas is going to play a more exciting style of basketball. They're going to be pretty daggone exciting. Don't get me wrong about that.
Well, don't get me wrong either. I like Dallas. I like Luka. I think he's one of the baddest dudes in the league. How tall is he? 6'7"?
6'8".
6'8", right? And shoot the lights out. There's no question about it. All right, there's no question.
My disappointment in this right now, looking at them, Minnesota.
At Timberwolves, I'm not disappointed. I'm not supremely surprised.
With what they got, they should be a better team right now.
They should have been a better team a long time ago. I do not trust Minnesota. I do not trust Minnesota. I don't like Minnesota. And see, now keep in mind, your big man got two left feet.
Yeah, you gave up a lot just to get him.
I ain't give up nothing.
I'm talking about Minnesota there, their organization. You gave up a lot for Rudy Gobert.
Oh, man. And you know, I tell you, Gobert, he's not paying up to his potential. A lot of these players, right? See, that's getting back to Ja, all right? And you can even get back to Zion. What these guys are doing, boy, they leave it all on the floor, okay? Yep, in spite of, hey, I could get injured, they don't go and play that way.
They got one in Minnesota like that, but he just ain't.
Well, he got two left feet. I'm just trying to tell you.
I'm talking about their guy, Anthony Edwards.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Hey.
Well,
When he finally cut loose.
You putting some money on Minnesota?
No, I wouldn't put them on. But I'm just saying with what they got as a starting five.
Yeah,
they should be better than that record.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay. So
we can make that argument, but a lot of people on paper, man, they should be dominating, right? We're not even talking about the Lakers right now. That's a whole different dynamic that we
throw the whole team away. Next.
Next, yes. Supreme Flea Market. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there driving around today, stop by the Supreme Flea Market. Hey, that's 3302 Williamsburg Road right here in Richmond, Virginia. Why? Hey, look, savings, service, I mean, just a whole idea. Garments for the entire family, 30-plus vendors, lots of merchandise, new and used. Hey, you might get some bargains on some things. And you want to stop by Africongo. Hey, say hello to Richard and Hernella Walton. They're the proprietors there. Say you're looking for a space. You want a brick-and-mortar building. You might have an online service right now, but you want a brick-and-mortar location. Check out Africongo. Go inside of the Supreme Flea Market. Ask for Richard or Hernella Walton. And don't leave there. We're stopping by. Hey, Dora's Boutique. She's out there too. Hey, Dora, how you doing, girl? And one of my favorite stores out there, JNJNFL and more. Man, that is the store you want to stop by because you might be buying or looking for some Christmas gifts right now. Say you want some bargains? Stop by JNJNFL inside of the Supreme Flea Market. Hey, say hello to Jamil and my boy Naeem there. Hey, they were here last Monday, right, in the Jamestown apartment flats, right? And they were out there in the clubhouse, man. They had gear there. We had food. We had music hosted by yours truly right here at Studio W. But like I said, if you're out there driving around, stop by 3302 Williamsburg Road, the Supreme Flea Market on the east side of Richmond. Tell them that Studio W sent you. Back to you, Mel.
Hey, Dad, while we on the subject of next Monday Night Football,
yeah, man.
Yes, you know, next December 19th is your future daughter-in-law's birthday.
The 19th? Yeah. Oh, boy, well, we're going to have cake and everything here. We're going to make this some, hey, who's bringing the balloons? Huh? Oh.
Oh, we hey, yep.
Hey, look here. Don't hurt my feelings, boy. You talking about a good party? Oh, yeah. I'm down.
Oh, so
don't threaten me with a good